Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's PGA Champions Tour golfers from all over the world. Team USA versus Team Europe versus Team International. Watch it live December 4th and 5th on ESPN and ESPN Plus, 12 to 4 p.m. The competition will be tense, but feet will be comfy. Tune in to Skechers World Champions Cup, final round of golf on Sunday, December 7th on ABC, 1 to 5 p.m.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM in HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
Well, what is going on, everyone? Good morning. This is Warriors This Week, every Saturday, 9 to noon on 95.7 The Game. As always, Evan Giddings, Dan Devone, here to talk about this week in Golden State Warriors basketball. And Dan, before the we exchange pleasantries and bring in Steven Rizzotto, who's done a
fired up
job
Steven
as
Rizzotto.
A day. I mean, he is locked in at 9 a.m. I got to say this. Last week, I took a victory lap. Last week, I was feeling high. I was riding the state of the Warriors off a couple of Wemby wins, and I said they would go 3-1 this week. And damn it, I got egg in my face
because you were drunk.
That way,
the guy is drunk.
No, I wasn't. And you got to be careful with that too. We know that Dan doesn't like Kevin Harlan, so no, they did not go 3-1. In fact, think about it, jinxed them. They went 1-3. What's up, man?
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, you know the San Antonio wins. We thought we turned a corner. But I think you and I both agreed at the time, like, yeah, this feels good, but there's still a sense of trepidation. Like, can we buy in? Is this something that is sustainable? And there was sort of this, it's a lot of stuff and not much else. And sure enough, the jury's still out. Although I liked what it is that you texted me last night that, can I repeat it on the air?
What did I text you last night?
You said, I'm liquored in a bar. It's 3 a.m. Can you pick? No. Last night you said, yeah, I think this team's mid. And I think when it's all said and done with, you know, everybody wants to be either vying for an NBA championship or rebuilding, but some of us are just, we're sort of in between. And that might be the Warriors' MO this year.
I actually think I remember exactly when I texted you that. And that was when it was after one of the Caleb Love threes. So the Warriors, last night they lost to the Blazers, by the way, 127-123. I think it's probably their worst loss of the year, but, well, actually, second to worst loss. The Indiana one probably is tops. But in the fourth quarter, Kamara hit a three with like 10 minutes left, they go up 101-100, and then they don't give up the lead. But there was a couple moments in that game where it felt like there was actually, I remember when I texted you. So there was one possession with about 6 minutes left where Quinton Post has two back-to-back wide open threes. And it would have cut the lead. Not, it wouldn't have given the lead, but it would have been like a one-point game. And Post missed one from the corner, wide open. Offensive rebound, one of the few that the Warriors got. He gets the ball back, sidesteps Robert Williams, has an open three, bricks it. Other way, Love dives at the paint, throws an easy lob, Williams dunk. It's back to a five-point game, and you're like, this team just can't do anything. Like, this team does not dictate the terms of engagement with the majority of their opponents on a consistent basis. And that's one thing I texted you. Like, this team might just be mid.
I think they are. It's a team that's now, they were always small, but they were always athletic. And they had Clay, and they had Iguodala, and they had all these boys, and obviously Steph leading the party. Now they're small and unathletic, and you kind of wonder what, I mean, it might be the definition of mid. You're not big, you're small, but you're not necessarily quick and talented. So what is it that we're doing here? And what it is that you're doing is that you're just going to wait for this old iteration of the Golden State Warriors to slowly walk off to the sunset and then build this thing anew. You're sort of caught between a rock and a hard spot. But wait, I don't want to overreact after the wins against San Antonio and then overreact after a surprising loss to the Portland Trail Blazers. I think somewhere in between lies the truth of the Golden State Warriors. And that being that, again, there's going to be games when they're well-rested where they're very, very good and they're going to beat some really good teams. But again, is it sustainable? Can Jimmy Butler do it on a consistent basis? And I think he's answering that question for all of us. He can't. And the same with Steph to a certain degree. So it's a Warrior team that's going to look good when they have energy, when they have their legs. But for the most part, they're going to be a team that's going to be struggling simply because they're just too old.
Well, and I actually do think they kind of look this week like the team that was in San Antonio. The difference was against Orlando and Portland, Curry had 34 and 38 instead of 46 and 49. If he had scored 46 or 49 against Portland or against the Magic, I think they probably win both of those games. But he's got to be, like, he's got to be 2022 Curry for this team to go anywhere right now. And over the course of the 3 hours, you know, I think there's a few things that I would look at and say we can be a little bit better here. But to your point about the athleticism, that's not something that's necessarily going to change unless you get, I think, a good version of Kuminga back. And we all know that that's a coin flip. But even their bigs, Dan, even their bigs are unathletic. Like, yes, they're small and unathletic, and they play a lot of guards, and I kind of understand why, because if Post doesn't hit shots, he can't really defend. And Klingon, oh my God, last night. Like, actually, they made a bit of a run. I was kind of praying at the time, not actually, but when he rolled his ankle and went back to the locker room, I was like, all right, finally they can make a little bit of hay here because there's no 7-foot monster on the floor for them to just get swallowed up by. But if he's out there, if teams have a 7-footer like that, which by the way, they are a bevy of in the West, this team just doesn't have the size to compete with that right now because I think a 29-year-old Al Horford would be able to help them. But a 39-year-old Al Horford, who by the way, hurt his hamstring last night and now he's day-to-day.
Don't mean to laugh. Go ahead.
Well, who could have seen that coming? A 39-year-old got hurt. But
he's too old.
He might be. But they just don't have enough real size. I mean, God love Trayce Jackson-Davis. He might be their best rebounder. And it's like, at that point, what are we talking about?
But whose fault is that?
I think it's on the front office. Well, I'll say this. I do think it's on the front office because they were, I don't want to use the word arrogant, but like...
Arrogant. No, you nailed it. I'll say it, but you go ahead.
The floor is yours.
No. I'm not one to interrupt.
Well, you
need to warm into the show. Look at Pasta a couple of times. I'm like on the mound. I got to look over and check the runner at first base. That'd be in Pasta.
Pasta, you got to pot your pot up, buddy.
Careful on the word arrogant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pasta got undressed. By the way, so... Before we get into all the arrogant stuff, Steven Rizzotto, a.k.a. Pasta.
Do we want to go there?
Well, no, I just want him to I just want to ask this question. So if you call someone or something arrogant and they get wind of it, how long should you take to generally apologize for using such word?
Not 8 months.
So Pasta waited 8 months. To me, that kind of compounds the situation. You can't wait 8 months to apologize.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
A little bit, Pasta. I love you, man.
I think it's all contextualized. Arrogant isn't necessarily offensive. It all depends on how it was used. What's the framing of all of this? And do you need to apologize? But we don't want to get into the weeds, right?
Dan, you're the most humble person that I know. Evan, you're the most confident, humble person that I know. Like,
Why did you just lie to both of us?
We're not going to get into that.
I got you. Why did he just lie to both of us, though?
Hey, he's sucking up, man. He's got to do that until he gets the hammer.
Well, he learned yesterday, sometimes you got to fall on the sword.
I haven't picked up the pieces yet.
Yeah, I know. It's okay, Pasta. We're here for you. We'll always go to bat for you.
Arrogance.
You know who I am.
That is the word of the day.
Arrogance.
But that's the Warriors when it comes to bigs. And you know this.
I do. And look, like watching the game last night, I have not thought about this person one time this entire season. Other people have, and that's fine. I've heard his name. And you brought him up last week. I think it was as a joke. But seriously, they probably could have used Kevon Looney last night.
Well, that's...
But to me, that's not going to make a difference. Like, I'm only thinking about him because what he used to bring, there is just simply nothing of right now.
Well, here's why they're arrogant. And this is why I can go there, and both of us can go there. Maybe I can go there a little bit more easily than you, because I've been on this rant well before the game against Portland, going back to last year, and that is, it's a small basketball team, and that's not how the NBA is played any longer. They just seem like somebody that's outdated, right? You know, somebody that's wearing fashion that rocked back in the early 2000s, and it's 2025. It's that person. It's like, hey, dude, you need to move with the times. And the Warriors are hanging on to basketball when they dominated in 2013 through 2019. And it's 2025. And guess what's happened over the last 3 to 5 years? The big has come back to the NBA. And the Warriors have not embraced that. Look at every damn team they play. They all have a big that the Warriors cannot match up with. From Wendell Carter Jr. to Klingon to, who do they got tonight, tomorrow night? They got, you give me an NBA team.
Larry Markkanen's on Monday.
Utah.
Well, they got Walker Kessler. He's out for the season.
He's out for the season. Okay, Utah, I'm glad you brought them up. I guarantee you there's a guy by the name of Filipowski that none of us know. None of us know Flip other than Duke fans. I guarantee you after that game you'll be doing a show like, God, I couldn't match up with Filipowski. Got all those putbacks. There's always a 7-footer that they cannot counter other than Draymond Green has got to exert all that energy at 6'6", or Al Horford.
But it's like, I think a few of those bigs that you just rattled off, specifically Filipowski, like they are pretty mid. Like those guys, like
not against the Warriors.
Actually, you know why the Jazz might be in trouble? You know who's the center on that team
right now?
Yusuf Nurkic. Draymond might get himself ejected on Monday. But the point is, I think Yusuf Nurkic is not a good player. Like he's pretty bad. There's a reason he's been on umpteen teams. And I just don't think he's very good. But against the Warriors, he might hurt you. Because they don't even have a mid-big. They just don't. Post is a fine player. I think he had a solid rookie season. You know, as a shooter, he does what they need him to. Horford is fine. But, like, all of these guys together just put so much pressure on, to your point, Draymond Green. And this is really where I get frustrated, because we've been talking about this. It's their best center is Draymond Green. And on a good day, he's 6'7". And as much as he can neutralize a Wembanyama, he can go and battle with Jokic, and he's a great defensive player. But he needs someone to get a rebound. Like, Draymond had 5 last night. The leading rebound of the Warriors last night was Jimmy Butler. And that's only because he had 6 offensive boards. Like, last night highlighted how if you have a couple of wings who are not afraid to put their nose in the dirt, along with obviously a 7-footer, you can hammer the Warriors on the glass. The Blazers didn't outshoot the Dubs. They were worse from the field. They were worse from 3. They were worse at the 3-point line, all 3 in terms of percentage. But they had an extra 10 possessions.
Well, it's the worst combination because they're older, they can't stay in front of people. We always talk about point of attack defenders,
yeah.
And the Warriors are not good in that area. So what happens is that as a wing, as you just mentioned, a quick wing, whether it's Grant or whether it's Kamara, and they're able to beat their guy off the dribble, Draymond's got to help. Somebody's got to help defend. So what do? You just throw that lob up to Klingon, to Eric Williams, and it's candy from a baby. The Warriors' lack of size is on them. And here's where we get back to that word arrogance. The Warriors over the offseason, this isn't new. We knew they needed to go big and to get young. So you look at the market over the offseason, and there's Steve Kerr and Dunleavy. We got you in the room. How's this? We've got Valanciunas. No. He doesn't fit into our system. It's always system versus talent. He doesn't fit into our system. How about Miles Turner's a free agent? No. How about I brought you the name Mark Williams, who's having a good season this year with Phoenix, who's a surprising team in large part because they've got a big who can rim protect, and that's all you need from the Golden State Warriors right now. No. He doesn't fit into our system.
Oh, he doesn't.
This is the Warriors you're talking about. We're synonymous with championships. And Steve Kerr then says, I'll tell you who's available. This is who we need to get. His name is Al Horford.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But excuse me, coach, he's 66 years old. It's Al Horford.
I do, but...
Al Horford, for crying out loud. He's synonymous with championships. He's cerebral. He's smart. It's Al Horford. But he's old. It doesn't matter. Bring him in. And this is where we're at. And why? Because that analogy was, I don't know where I went for the last 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a wannabe actor. I got a good acting story for you. So that's the Warriors.
Pause the rack that.
And their arrogance for you is that they could have gone in another direction. And I'm just giving you this last offseason. If you wanted a big, there were bigs out there that could just counter. And I'm not talking about somebody that's your centerpiece or that you're looking offense from. No, obviously your offense comes from where it comes from. That's Steph and company. But somebody who can just counter the Klingon, somebody who can just counter the marketing, somebody who's just a big, who can just simply rim protect and then maybe get you some rebs on the other side. They don't have that guy. They haven't had that guy for years. And the reason why, it's because they don't fit into their quote-unquote system.
Well, they don't. But the thing is, this offseason, yes, they had their eye on one guy, and it was Al Horford. They also didn't have any money. Like, the other thing, too, is because of who makes all the money on this team, that's, like, those are their priorities, right? It's Steph Curry, who makes the max. It's Jimmy Butler, who makes the max. And then you have your two next highest players, one of which is hurt right now, and you're trying to use as a trade chip, I believe, come January. That's Jonathan Kuminga. And the other one's Draymond Green. They don't have a lot of money to spend. And that's where, like, I was just looking at Mark Williams. The Charlotte Hornets traded him for a first-round pick and a second-round pick. One of the reasons is he's on the last year of his deal, and Phoenix is probably going to re-sign him. Number one, the Warriors didn't have a first-round pick to give up this year because they traded it for Jimmy Butler. Number two, they don't appear like they have any interest in signing anybody beyond their big three, which is next season. The two guys that are under contract beyond that year, Buddy Hield and Moses Moody, I think Hield might be used as a salary filler sometime later this year. My point is, I don't think they know what direction they're going in as a franchise. They're all in on this small, old, talented, and experienced, but relatively speaking, we saw it again last night, unathletic group for the next year and a half, or maybe even just the next half a year, because if this keeps going the way it goes and they're 500 at the end of the season, I think they're going to have to pivot. But like Mark Williams, it's not just he doesn't fit into what they do or their system. I don't think he fits in. Like, I don't know what the plan is right now. Their plan has never been to acquire a true seven-footer outside of James Wiseman. And I don't know if because they missed on that, Dan, so badly to the point where he's not even in the league anymore, but it's like that's turned them off completely from trying to acquire what he represents. Not what he was, but what he represents, which is a seven-footer who can run, who can jump, and who can more importantly, do battle with, to your point, all of these Western Conference bigs that every single night walk in here and probably just look down at the Warriors roster.
It's not only they missed on him because they took him at number two, but they also missed on, you know, who else was in that draft that was playing last night? How about Denny, last name Avdija?
Well, that was just a really good trade by the Blazers.
He was in that 2020 class.
He was. And actually, I think that was one of the guys. So I was talking to someone last night for the Warriors, and they were telling me that in that class, that was a guy that they were looking at if they had traded back. Because there was a, like, there was a report that they could have traded out of the second pick. I know Wendell Carter was another guy who also killed them against Orlando, who they were looking at too. But Avdija, he's, that guy could play,
he's
man.
A beast. He's an absolute beast. Well, how about Valanciunas? I mean, Valanciunas went to Denver. Dario Saric.
Well, Saric stinks.
Exactly. You don't think there's somebody on the Warriors roster that they could have dealt to Sacramento to get Valanciunas? Now, Valanciunas isn't the end-all, but he is somebody that you could stick in the middle of that paint that it can at least disrupt, counter a lot of those lob threats, could rim protect against some of these bigs. So it's, well, I get it.
But like, Valanciunas plays 15 minutes a game.
That's
like,
all you need.
No, it's not. They need a guy who can play like 25 or 30 minutes, it feels like, on some nights.
Well, they just need one. They just need somebody. And Valanciunas to go along with, give Draymond Green a spell, give Trayce Jackson-Davis, whoever's watching, Klingon a spell, but to integrate someone like Valanciunas in a big body for those 15 to 18 minutes is, it's so vital. And it really sort of jumps off the page when you see what it is that happened, not only last night, but throughout the entirety of the season. And we'll
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Continue to happen until, you know, they address that matter. Maybe that's what they deal Jonathan Kuminga for, but I don't know how many bigs are available.
I mean, obviously we reacted to games like last night because, did you know that Portland had a 50% offensive rebounding rate?
Wow.
That means every other shot they got a rebound. Like, and I was... I wasn't really paying attention to it. I mean, obviously, you're seeing the number go up and up and up. But in the fourth quarter, there was one possession, I don't know, maybe it was like with 4 minutes left, where they Portland took a shot, missed, and the Warriors got a rebound. And I just thought, I don't think I've seen a single possession in this quarter where Portland hasn't got the first rebound. Like, and Portland's not a great shooting team, but that's how Houston wins. Like, the reason why Houston is such a prolific offense right now, they got better players than the Blazers, but they just get second and third chance opportunities. And I think it's demoralizing for a defense. Like, you could tell the Warriors were spent that whole game just because it's like, you know, it's like you're playing against your dad. Like, you can't get the basketball. And that's got to feel awful to know that you can play 20 seconds of great defense. I don't think they did for most of the night, but you could play good defense, and it still doesn't mean anything because they're going to get 2 points.
Well, that's the other point, is that using Valanciunas once again as an example, if he came to the Golden State Warriors and you're using him for those 15 to 17 minutes, it's giving Draymond a break. Draymond can still do it, but you have to use so much energy against the bigs like that of Klingon. By the way, speaking of bigs, you know your favorite big has returned. And here comes Memphis. Mark my words, Zach Edey, who is they list him at 7'4". Some have him at 7'5".
I mean, he's pretty big.
He's a large human, man. So is Klingon. My God, those are big boys.
That guy's got, well, I guess he's bigger, but he might have as big of a head as Bruce Bochy. Zach Edey is a big boy.
Why get personal here? There's no need to do that.
No, but you can see
it. Rise above.
Yeah, but like if he stood on the top of Twin Peaks, you'd be able to see it from here. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so I said rise above and you go there?
Well,
shots.
You said go higher. We're talking arrogance today.
You better be careful.
Yeah, but any team with a 7-footer probably feels like they got a good shot.
Well, they do. You talked about Houston. They got Houston coming up, right, this week?
Let's just talk
about that Houston matchup. Jabari Smith, Alperen Şengün, Adams, like, not to mention Kevin Durant. Like, what are the Warriors going to do?
You forgot Capella.
Capella, it's just...
Like, they had 2 7-footers that they played double bigs with last year in the playoffs, and, like, just out-muscled the Warriors, and then they went and got another one. Like, they lost a series and said, you know what? We're going to double down. And they also doubled down on the fact they lost their starting point guard and said, you know what? Fine. We don't need one. Like, their starting lineup is 6'10". They're going to make the Warriors look like, you know, just a middle school squad out there. Now, the Warriors, again... If Curry's great, they can win any game.
Sure.
But
you got to be shooting it well, and you got to exert. Like, you can't win a rock fight. Like, if you're going to win ugly, you can't mail in a game if you're the Warriors and say, we weren't firing in all cylinders, but we won that game. No. You got to shoot it well. You got to shoot threes well. Jimmy Butler's got to have his legs. Whereas if you're big, you can win sloppy, especially if you have a low shooting percentage. You know, you talked about how Houston got even bigger. Everybody does it. And that gets back to my point, how the Warriors don't address this over the offseason. Everybody in the league, in order to improve, wants to get bigs who can rim-run and protect. OKC, to me, one of the reasons why OKC is as dominant as they are is because they made a concerted effort. They have Chet Holmgren, but what did they do? They went, we need Hartenstein. And Hartenstein is so vital to the success of that basketball team. But despite all of that, the Golden State Warriors, for whatever reason, are like, no, we want Al Horford. So he can join, you know, the rest of this AARP club. And another 6'9" guy.
You said I went low. Damn. By the way, there is a member of AARP we will discuss coming up in about 5 minutes. Because it was
the
news
75
today.
Golden State Warriors?
No. I mean, that was supposed to be the highlight of the night. You know what?
Yeah, well, bring back George Johnson. Dude, I saw Clifford Ray.
Yeah,
bring him back.
Clifford Ray, by the way, I think he's... Oh, maybe I'll pull it up for you on the other side. I think he's one of 7 players in NBA history to have more... Like, of the big boys.
Yeah.
Like, to have more rebounds than points. They could have used a Clifford Ray last night.
You know, I read an article about him back in the day that he kept a Christmas tree in his house year-round. Year-round. Which I thought was a good idea. He said, just makes me feel good. Why feel good just like a couple of weeks or a month out of the year? Feel good, have that sort of joy and that Christmas spirit year round.
Well, you should have told me. We interviewed him on Thursday.
Oh.
Would have loved to talk to him about his Christmas tree.
Wow.
The guy's also a children's book author. He's also a part of, along with, I think it was Charles Dudley, they're making this 1975, a documentary about the 1975 team, and it's premiering at the Sundance Film Festival this year.
Really?
Yeah. So it's supposed to be legit. Like, the way that Clifford Ray and Rick Berry were describing it Thursday and Friday was like, you know, the 61 Jets, the Joe Namath Jets?
Late 60s, I want to say.
Okay, so but like that kind of upset, along with, you know, the 07 Giants beating the Patriots. Yeah. But if those teams, the Jets and the Giants, had also been expected to be two-win football teams at the beginning of the year. So it seems pretty unbelievable.
I love when Rick Berry talks about that team, because Rick Berry talks in superlatives. It's the greatest upset in the history of sports, bar none. And he might be right. I think I've told you this story, that they were expected to win just a handful of games.
Yeah.
Right? They weren't even supposed to go to the playoffs. It was don't even call it a rebuild. So that year, they played what was then the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Arena. The Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Arena, which was the home of the Golden State Warriors. During the fall of that year, they had, when the NBA Finals were going off, they booked, I'm talking about the arena, the Ice Capades. I'm talking about Snoopy and Lucy in costumes on the ice.
I used to love it.
And so the Golden State Warriors could not even play on their home floor for a Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Game 4. Yeah.
They had to do it at the Cow Palace. And the reason why is because the Ice Capades were booked at their home gymnasium.
And I think it was Dudley that said that they were a day away from the Cow Palace being booked. So they would have had to play...
For some monster truck show?
Something like that. But they would have had to play near the Civic Center in a gym that only held 5,000 for a closeout game of the NBA Finals. Like that. No, to your point, that's how little everyone in the Bay Area believed in that team.
Well, we got to talk a little bit more about Rick Berry and what he said on the broadcast last night.
Oh, actually, I didn't get to... Okay, I do want to hear that. I didn't get to hear him because I was at the game last night, and it was a doozy. 127-123, Warriors lose to the Blazers. They get out-rebounded by 20. Also, some interesting Curry sound, I thought, after the game as well. But we could talk about all
sound?
That and more.
Pasta?
Dan's favorite
sound?
Segment of the show when we return on Warriors this week on 95.7 The Game.
Curry dribble drive to Payton, touch pass to Horford, topside triple, got it.
Good. Nice pass by GP2.
Another good young man that I remember coming into the league, Horford.
Horford, yeah.
Yeah, he just had a tremendous career.
Fantastic career. Still looks like he's 28.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens when you take care of yourself.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
So that's Clifford Ray.
Oh, that's Clifford Ray.
Legend, obviously. 1975 Warriors champion. Second most important player on that team behind Rick Berry. Rick Berry even said he was the most important player because of what he did off the floor. However, Al Horford does not look like a young man.
You know, again, I just want to reiterate, I was listening to the broadcast driving. Where was I going? I was driving someplace in San Francisco.
You're in your spaceship.
And I was listening to LeBron. They are so easy to listen to. That's the best. That's just an easy listen. Again, I always talk about Tim Roy, and he doesn't have a signature line. He's not going to be revered, I don't think, like Crook and Kite. But to me, it's just about, he's pleasant. He's informative. And Tolbert just gets in and gets out. It's an easy listen. But speaking.
That's my Tolbert.
That's awesome. But speaking of, do you want to get into Rick Berry?
There's a lot of things I want to get into. Okay.
What's on the agenda? What's on the rundown? I want to make sure that
I usually don't have a rundown. It's kind of just top of mind, and then I spew. But
I was being facetious.
No. So
if you were to have a rundown, I would crumple it up and throw it right back at you, throw you a slider.
Well, this is how you know that I don't have a rundown, because usually I try and do, you know, what all, professional radio hosts do and like tease something going into the next segment. And then I wait like 3 hours before I actually get to what I tease because I just forget. So
I remember I did a show with Dibs or somebody during the week, and they called me up from the bullpen. They called me up from, you know, AA Tennessee Chattanooga, and I get my opportunity here in the majors. And like I walk into the studio, and I forgot who I was doing the show with, and they had like a binder full of information, like all of this, like a stack of like notes and footnotes and graphs. And all of this data, and I just kind of walked in with, you know, holes in my pockets. Like, okay, let's talk for 4 hours.
Low Neil?
No, Low's just like me.
Yeah, I know. That's why you guys had fun.
Yeah.
Because you just...
Well, one of us has got to drive. That's why it works with you, because somebody's got to know what the hell we're talking about.
Well, yeah, but my personal favorite shows are when you show up, you know, whenever you show up, and then you say, hey, you mind if I drive today? And I go, yeah, of course. It's like I don't know what side of the bed you wake up on and go, yeah, I think I want to drive today.
No, that's infrequent. Once in
Give
a while.
Give me the wheel.
Once in a while, I feel as though I just need to, you know.
Well, one time I got here, and it was during the holidays last year, and Dan Devone was here with Lorenzo Neal hosting, and they walked in together, and they both found out at the same time, Steve Kerr's coming on today. Yeah. So, Low Neal, who I don't know if he was keeping up with the Warriors at the time, was being coached by our very own Mark Grandy about the current state of the Golden State Warriors.
Well, Low does ask me on Sundays. We don't have it tomorrow because the Niners, pardon me, play on Monday. But usually for the kickoff show, he'll come in and be like, yeah, how's the Warriors doing? And my response is, still haven't turned a corner yet. You know, it's like, I think they're a good team, but each and every week, they kind of remind me that maybe they're not as good as I thought they were.
Well, how good did you think they were?
I think they're good enough to make the playoffs. They're not like they don't look like a playoff team right now.
Well, they look like a play-in team, which is where I had them the whole time.
The play-in? Well, yeah, but they were a play-in team last year. Well, they look worse than they were last year. They were a 7 seed and won 48 games. They look worse than that right now. That's my point. So, like, I mean, I guess play-in is a, you know, 7 seed, you get the home game, you get two cracks at it.
They won't get that.
They look like a 9 or 10 seed right now.
Well, I guess that would mean somebody like Utah and Memphis would have to make a move. If I was to look at the standings.
Well, you love Memphis, and I can't figure it out.
Memphis is going to make a move. I don't love them, but they're going to make a move.
Well, they got to build around my guy, Cedric Coward, the Willamette Bearcat. If they build around him, they'll be fine.
Willamette!
Yeah. So wait,
it's Willamette, by the way.
No, it's not.
They have good wine.
By the way.
And the Okanagan Valley out in Vancouver are two of the most underrated in terms of wine out here on the West Coast. Because everybody thinks Napa Valley. And there's places out on the East Coast. But Okanagan Valley out in Vancouver and the Willamette.
Well, Okanagan is still pretty under the radar. But Willamette is... The Willamette Valley vineyards are pretty popular now. I mean, I think because they were heightened by a lot of athletes. Like Greg Popovich owns a vineyard out there. I think Kevin Love has a vineyard out there. CJ McCollum owns a lot of wine stuff. So a lot of athletes have invested in the Willamette Valley that's kind of increased its notoriety. But
here's that word of the day again, arrogance with Napa Valley, though. I think there's a level of arrogance when it comes to Napa as opposed to the Willamette.
Well, I'm a bigger fan of Mendocino County, to be honest.
Well, yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
What?
Well, because if the wine isn't hitting, you can just go roll a fat one. now that you want to put that one away, we can reuse that.
You just go roll a fat one. You want to talk about Rick Barry?
Well, he was on the broadcast. So Rick Barry is still one of the best sound bites. I don't know how old
he's 81.
These days.
He doesn't sound like it.
He can still bring it. And he's just like, he does not talk. There's no level of hesitancy in what it is that he says. It's the Bible. It's the truth. It's the gospel, according to Rick Barry. We were the most underrated team in the history of sports. And then Fitz, I had league pass on last night, and Takatumachi happened to say...
Simmer down.
Happened to say, what's his first name?
Kalena.
Kalena happened
Jesus.
To say... you know, here's two places you do not want to go with Rick Barry. Do not say anything about that 75 team that could be misinterpreted as them not being very good. And the second is, don't ever in any way hint or disparage the underhanded free throw shooting style that Rick Barry obviously implemented in becoming one of the greatest to ever do it from the charity stripe. And so Rick Barry taught George Johnson, who happened to be at the ceremonies last night, who was a 40% free throw shooter, taught him to shoot underhanded. And in that 1 year, he went from 40% to 80%. So Kalena happened to say, and I feel bad for Kalena, but this is so Rick Barry. And we were talking about Lowe not being very in touch with the Warriors. Well, Rick maybe is not very in touch with the Kalena or his resume. And Clint is like, yeah, you know, I tried that underhanded free throw shooting style and it didn't, you know, didn't necessarily work for me. And then he was going on to say, you know, but it's amazing what it is that you, he was complimenting Rick Barry. Rick Barry immediately cut him off and said, that's because, did you know what I'm talking about?
Well,
that's because you're not, he says, you're not an athlete. You didn't play. You didn't play. You don't know. I'm paraphrasing here.
Yeah.
And both Fitz and Clint were laughing. And Fitz is like, he was in the league. He's like, no, you don't know what you're doing. You didn't play. And it was so Rick Barry.
I think Kalena was like a honorable mention All-American at Kentucky. He was a good player. And then, of course, he played for like 7 years until his knees gave out. That's
so
funny.
Yeah, it was so Rick Barry. And so they
never played. He never played for the Warriors, Rick.
I want to like challenge Rick Barry to a free throw shooting contest. Do you think he can still do it? I guarantee if Rick Barry is listening
right
now.
He can't, he'd tell you he could.
Yeah, I guarantee you Rick Barry right now says, if you give me a month to practice, Dan Devone, I will kick your butt. I will make 10 out of 10, and I would like to take him on.
Stick it up our ass.
Yeah, well man, that's becoming
Jones.
Pasta's new go-to.
Pasta's quietly very sophomoric, but he's on top of the world today because, all right, I'm going to just say this.
Apparently there's a surprise coming up. Speaking of teases.
Oh, yeah, 11 o'clock. Pasta's got a secret guest for us. He won't tell us anything about it.
All right.
I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is. But he said that we have something coming up at 11 o'clock.
Is Mitch in studio?
Big P producing. We flew Mitch out first class.
I thought it would be Jan, but it is what it is. By the way, 888-957-957. He realized I haven't given out the number so far today. Don't mention load management to Rick Barry. That's from the 510. You're damn right. Although, so I'll say this. A lot of the older guys who played, 43 minutes a game, 82 games a year, I have an immense amount of respect for. That's probably also why their careers were done by the time they're 35.
Well, that and they didn't take care of themselves.
Well, there wasn't modern medicine. Like, probably like the dieting back then.
Exactly.
The travel schedules. Like, you want to talk about like a bad schedule. I mean, these guys used to play four games in 5 nights. It's unbelievable. So, of course, that's also why they were able to practice, which we believe is so important for the Warriors right now. Like, they could use it.
I do want to get into load management. Maybe we can do it now. If it's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start, Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A segue. Unless you have something else in the rundown concerning the Golden State Warriors.
No, there was... Oh, well, there was something about Rick Barry. Oh, he told a really cool story actually about Al Addles on Friday. And for those who want to listen to the full interview, I think it's up on our podcast page, 95.7 The Game. You can also use the Odyssey app. But they were talking about the championship run. And I think a lot of people, while they remember the underdog story and them sweeping the Bullets after they were supposed to be swept, the series before against the Chicago Bulls, who used to be in the West, went to Game 7. And Rick Barry, he offered up this information, like you could call him arrogant if you want. I don't think that's necessarily inappropriate, but he's a truth teller. He'll tell you honestly whether he was good, bad, otherwise. He said straight up he stunk in Game 7, and so much so that he got benched in the third quarter by Al Addles, and that's not something that typically a head coach will do, especially one that at the time didn't have a championship, was a good player, but was relatively young in his coaching career.
Player coach at one point.
Exactly. So he benched Rick Barry in the third quarter and went back to him late in the fourth because he had to, and Rick made a couple shots. But I went and looked at his game. He scored like 23 points on 24 shots. Like, he admittedly self-offered the information that he was awful in Game 7 and basically gave the credit to his teammates, which I don't know how many times people hear Rick Barry do that. But it was... I thought it was really refreshing to hear a superstar talk about a game that they stunk, because usually it's all, well, he averaged 30 points in the finals, and he was, I think he's the only player to lead NCAA, ABA, and NBA in scoring per game. But you're learning all of these things about how amazing he was. You never really hear about the lows.
He was an ornery, prickly, difficult to get along with player at times, and I don't know if he'll admit as much. Even as a dad, Brent Barry and I,
well,
we're here we go. We were buddies back in the day. And Brent used to say, I used to have him on my show, and he's like, I haven't talked to my pops in 15 years. I'm like, really? Why is that? Now they've reunited and they're close. But there was, I don't mean to go there in the personal life.
Doesn't he call him like the Hall of Famer?
Does he? I don't know.
I don't think he calls him dad.
But anyways, I mean, that was Rick Barry. Rick Barry is just, I think he's a beautiful human being. There's few people that just tell you what's on their mind. Everybody else has just got to play the game and feed the beast, not him. But speaking of Game 7, okay, so 75, they win the title, right?
Yeah.
The following year, 76, they're now favorites. Rick Barry, Phil Smith, Wilkes. I mean, now they're a year older. They go to a Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals with the Phoenix Suns. Rick Barry gets into a fight with Ricky Sobers.
That was the year after, right?
The year after they win the title.
76, yeah.
Yeah, so they win the title in 75. The following year, they get into a fight. Rick Barry gets into a fight with Ricky Sobers. If you look at the videotape, you can find it on YouTube. Nobody on the Golden State Warriors defends him. He's there taking on the Phoenix Suns. Like, they're throwing blows. And back in the day, you don't get kicked out of a game. You could throw blows. It's all right. Shake hands, come out, and we'll start the second half. This is just before the end of the half. He and Ricky, it started with Ricky Sobers. But then there's like five Phoenix Suns that jump on Rick Barry. And I don't know whether it was because a lot of the teammates didn't like Rick Barry. Whatever the reason is, nobody rushed to his defense. So in the second half, at halftime, he's completely quiet. In the second half, and it's Rick Barry, he's their version of Steph Curry. He does not shoot the basketball.
You went Kobe?
He does not shoot the basketball. And he goes 3.5 quarters where he's just deferring. He's like, You don't want to help me? All right. Do it on your own. We're talking Game 7 against the Phoenix Suns. They get down double digits, and then Rick Barry tries to turn it on. Then he just goes nuts, and he starts canning jump shots, and he's being Rick Barry. But it was too little, too late. He thought he could flip a switch, teach them being his teammates a lesson, and have his team go back to the NBA Finals. but the lead was unsurmountable and he could not dig his team out of a hole. And the Phoenix Suns, in a surprise, beat the Golden State Warriors in large part to the fact that Rick Barry climbed into this hole and refused to shoot the basketball in the second half.
That's unreal. I mean, that's, yeah, no, literally, that's...
But that's Rick Barry.
Well, I guess you could say Kobe Bryant did the Rick Barry. I mean, that's what he did in the 2006 playoffs, where he refused to shoot. He's like, you guys think I'm shooting too much? Fine, I won't shoot at all. And I'm going to cost you guys a playoff series. I think that's when the Suns came back from down 3-1. But, you know, it's funny, like, a lot of the older players, I'll just say older generation, like, one of the things that I miss about talking to some of, you know, my old family members who have passed on is, I think someone like Rick Barry, a lot of people might look at his, I don't know, legacy or the way he carries himself and say, you know, he's like he's complicated. Not really. Like I think guys from his generation, I can't speak for all of them, but it kind of reminds me of my great uncle. Like, he's very simple. He tells you exactly what he thinks, what he thinks, and where he stands on something. And you may not like it, which is why the complicated term gets passed down, because anytime we can't, you know, I would say like describe something, or anytime we can't explain the actions of an individual, we call them complicated. But it's very simple. And I think Rick Barry, every time I've heard him talk, everything I've read about him is very cut and dry. And there's actually a couple pieces of sound that relate to the Warriors now that I do want to get to, because I know you love sound, Dan. But that is a fascinating story.
He's one of the most genuine people. You know, I saw him at a Super Bowl, and apparently I wasn't in the market, but he was in the media here in San Francisco, apparently. He was doing sports talk radio. And they did something with my press pass. My producer's like, you gotta go get your press pass for the Super Bowl. Something's amiss here. And I'm like, seriously? So I had to go wait in this line with other media members. And I'm in this long line. This is in San Diego for a Super Bowl. And I turn right behind me, and guess who's standing behind me? And it's Rick Barry. Nobody's coming up to him. He's just standing there like every other schmo waiting for a press pass. And I said, Rick. And I introduced myself. I said, I'm from San Francisco. I haven't been there in a while. And we launched into this conversation about basketball. And he would not shut up. It was fascinating, though. And I still to this day remember him telling me the dunk shot's the worst thing that's happened to basketball. I mean, he was so outspoken about the state of basketball at the time. And he didn't hold back. And he didn't know me. But he's somebody that is, I think, I find him fascinating. I find him sort of a dinosaur, because people aren't like that anymore. We're so guarded, right? Nobody's that open. Nobody tells you how they feel. Everybody's afraid that this is going to go viral or whatever the backlash might be. Guys like that are gems, man. And I know he rubbed some people the wrong way.
Well, I also think, too, that he's a guy, like, he didn't grow up in a time where there were, I don't want to say ramifications, but there weren't consequences the way there are now as far as, you know, people taking a quote, misconstruing it, plastering it. Yeah, you like in the paper, in the media, sure. But that didn't matter to them. Like, it just didn't. Like, there was no internet. So having something out there forever was not going to come back to haunt you the way that it used to. And I think it allowed you to be, maybe sometimes to a fault, most, like, honest. And there was one time that I did meet Rick Barry. He's actually at the, like, a couple years ago, they had a media pickleball tournament. And he is a great pickleball player. So he's 81 at the time. I guess he would have been 79. But that's what he does now. He plays pickleball. And we didn't get to play against him, but he was, whoever won among the media teams got to play Rick Barry and his partner, because that's how good they were. They already, they got a bye. Like, they just got to sweep into the finals. And so he's playing against this other media team, and they're pretty good. It was the first time I'd ever played pickleball. Didn't understand the rules, kind of put it together. I played with Whitley, who runs our socials. We'd never played before, so we won a couple points, got waxed, we're out. We're just sitting there watching Rick Barry do his thing, and he didn't say a word, but him and his teammate just cleaned the clocks of these significantly younger, I don't know if they were in radio or TV or what, but he walks up to him after the game and just starts talking pickleball with them about what they could have done better, how the game went, certain points that were crucial. And I'm just thinking, is this what it was like to be an opponent of his, like, or to be a teammate of his? He's just so blunt And he wasn't an ass, but he was just blunt about, you know, you guys really lost it on the eighth point there. I was like, we're talking pickleball here. And I didn't understand anything about the game, but it was kind of a little bit of a glimpse into Rick.
He used to come on our show. I was doing a show with Shamari Block, shout out. And he used to jump on once in a while. And I remember one time Shamari was going off on something, as he has a tendency to do.
The block was hot.
And then Rick Barry's like, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. And then he would just go into his spiel. But it's so refreshing for someone to actually speak their mind. There was a shot of him last night at the game. It was late in the fourth quarter. And they showed Rick Barry in the stands. And he looked so disinterested. It was like, I don't mean to go here, but it was like, you know what? I'm usually in bed about an hour ago, man. He just looked like, oh, God, will you please end this thing so I can go home?
Well, the Blazers did. I'm sure he's glad it didn't go to overtime. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Warriors This Week with Evan Giddings and Dan Devone. Pasta, this is Scott in Berkeley. All right, let's go to Scott, who's in Berkeley. Scotty, good morning, man. What's up?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Fantastic.
Here's an interesting fact about the 75 run. The Warriors in both the Western Conference Final and the Final, those were played 1-2-2-1-1 format. There was just all kinds of scheduling issues the Warriors had that year. And it was just, you know, I mean, it was messy. And, of course, you think about the time, it's like, can you imagine nowadays, you know, somehow them having to adjust the playoffs so that you're playing that seven-game schedule? And, you know, with Rick was hyper-competitive. That's the only way I've ever described him. I mean, he was like the first guy to ever, as a player, take on an analyst role. He did that 74 in the playoffs for CBS. And there was a huge stink about that. A lot of guys weren't happy about that. But that was who Rick was in a way. He, you know, you could criticize him and say he was a second guesser in some ways, but that's who he always was. As for this week, I have hated the Orlando Miami back-to-back for years, because that was the back-to-back that really broke out the when San Antonio had to do that in 2012, and Pop sent Timmy Manu and Tony back to San Antonio. That's a rough logistical back-to-back. It's a horrifying back-to-back. That's all I got today. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, Scotty. Well, probably should have sent Curry, Draymond, and Jimmy back to the Bay.
We should talk about that back-to-back. Because, and I do want to get into a discussion, maybe we can do it after the break, about load management and where the NBA is at right now. Where 50% of the stars are all hurt. So I get it. But the league has to do something about this. Steph Curry has not played in Miami in 2 years. He comes once a year. Miami's one of the bigger markets. And again, it just gets back down. And I know the age old, you buy a ticket to see one guy play and you take your kids. And then just before the game, you realize he's not going to play. It's happened 2 years in a row in Miami. This has to stop. I don't know. I get it. I understand load management, but the NBA has a problem.
It has a problem, but I don't think there's a solution. I mean, this is the issue. And we could talk about it on the other side. I also see Austin in San Jose. I want to get to your call. Has got something to offer on Rick Barry, and I'm sure always has interesting thoughts to offer on the Warriors. But 888-957-9570 is the number. We can get into load management next. How about that? I also...
A tease.
I got some sound for you, Dan.
Oh, man.
Yay!
Evan Giddings, Dan Devone, Warriors This Week.
I'll be in the kitchen.
We're back after this.
You can just go roll a fat one.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought
thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.